Blog Talk Radio.
We just thank God today for everyone that's present. Welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, yes. We thank God. We thank God for you, and we thank Him for you, and we bless His holy name. Yes, yes, yes. He is a holy God. Holy. The opposite of pride is humility. The Bible says that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And that is found in the book of James, chapter 4. And verse 6, the opposite of pride is humility. The Bible says that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Glory to God. Yeah. He gives grace to those who are humble. Humble. Humble and meek. Humble and meek. Yeah. Yes. Yes, He gives us grace, those who are humble. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus. We thank you, God, for this opportunity that we have today, that we can come and learn more about you. We thank you. We thank you for all the listeners, all those around the world who are listening to us. We ask for blessings to pour upon them, O God. Grant them knowledge, grant them hope, grant them peace, grant them grace. In your holy name, amen, amen. And we, again, thank you and you. And we're talking about pride. Pride is when a person feels satisfied with his abilities or his possessions. Prideful. Have you ever been around anyone that's prideful? Or have you been, were you a prideful person? Never thinking about no one else. Always thinking about what you have accomplished, what your possessions are, what street you live on, how much money you have in the bank account. Were you living in a world of pride? Yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 Pride is when a person feels satisfied with his or her abilities or possessions. The difference between the two is that while pride is normal and is satisfied because a person has a special ability, arrogance is not. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Arrogance. What is arrogance? Arrogance is when a person has an inflamed opinion of his ability or his possessions. Am I talking to anybody today? Yeah. Are you listening? Arrogance. Yeah. We're talking about pride. We're talking about pride. I need you to just stay with me. Stay with me. Arrogance. Folks are usually insecure. They're proud folks. They're confident. Arrogant. Arrogant folks are like frightening dogs. Listen to that. Proud folks think everyone deserves to be treated fairly. Big difference. Yes, there is a difference. There is a difference between arrogancy and proud. Pride. A feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction. Devinate from one's own achievements. The achievements of those whom one is closely associated. Yeah, listen to that. Pride. Pridefulness. Or from qualities or from possessions that are widely admired. Think about that. Think about that. Pride. The opposite of arrogance. Is pride. Clothe yourselves with humility. So let's move quickly into the book of Romans. We're going to go with Romans chapter 11. We're going to just stay right here in this particular book. Yeah, we're going to stay here for a few. That's Romans chapter 11. And then verse 13 is where we're going to start. So it says that the book of Romans is written. It's written by Paul. And we know that Paul has been designated to bring salvation to who? We, of course, the Gentiles. Yes, yes. And we know that the Gentiles simply means that if you're not a Jew, you're a Gentile. Simple. Nothing hard, just real easy. So, verse 13 says, "For I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles." He says, "I magnify my office." Now, what is he saying here? Again, Paul has been appointed. And you know, many times, have been operating in positions that we were not appointed. Anybody listening to me? You're operating in a position or a task or in a title that you have not been appointed. God has not ordained you to be there. Yeah. And so when you're working in a position and you're working on the title or something that you're doing it on your own, you're on your own, really. You're not operating through the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're not even operating under his anointing because you're operating on your own. Yeah. Look at that. Think about it. When you're operating on your own, you're struggling. It's a struggle because you're out of sync. You're somewhere you shouldn't be. But Paul is telling us right here, he says this, "For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office." So it says here, Paul is speaking especially to the Gentiles. He makes it clear that God appointed him to be an apostle. And Paul says he takes this position very seriously. He doesn't lack. He doesn't lay down on his assignment. He doesn't appear to be negligent of it in any way, form, or fashion. Yes, he goes after his assignment head on. Glory to God. And with power now, with power. Yeah. This is Paul. Verse 14 says to us, "If by any means I may provoke to humiliation them which are my flesh and might save some of them." What am I saying here? What is being said here? If by any means I may provoke. Provoke means to agitate. To put some fire to it. Put some fire to it. Yeah. He's talking about who? He's talking about the Jews. Yeah. Yeah, he says, "My flesh." Yeah. "That they may be saved." Now, you know our word today is, we're talking about pride. We're talking about pride, being proudful, being boastful, bragging, being arrogant. These are our words. Yeah, that's in the lesson. Yes, yes, yes. So here we see Paul states that while being an apostle to the Gentiles, he would also be pleased to save his own people. He'd be pleased. He would be happy. He'd be delighted. Yeah. Because if you're a teacher, if you're in a position where you're instructing, or you're concerned about one another, you're not just going on with a casual discussion, and if you get it, you get it, and if you don't, you don't. You don't have that attitude. You desire for them. Yeah, you begin to desire that others will be saved. Yeah, because that becomes a part of you. Why? Because it was a part of Jesus. Yeah. Come on now, stay with me. Verse 15 says, "For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead?" Glory to God. Look at Paul. Walking tall. And he's walking tall with a message. He's walking tall with the word of God. Why? Because he has been assigned. He is anointed. He has been appointed to talk to us. Yeah, to talk to us. It says here, since the Jews rejected God, then God offered salvation to the rest of the world. How much more wonderful their acceptance would be. How much? If they would change, the heart would no longer be hardened. Yeah. If they would seek him, seek to understand, seek to want to know who this Jesus is. Glory to God. He says, life for dead folks. That's what it would be. I said it. Life, L-I-F-E, for dead folks. Because, see, when you're not into the fellowship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you are not alive. You're dead. You're a dead man. You're a dead woman walking. Yes. You have no life. You have no purpose. Glory to God. You have no reason. Verse 16 says, "For if the first fruit be holy." Pay attention to this. Oh, really pay attention to this. This was the word here. This word came to me, and I just began to sit and went into deep thoughts of what this word was saying. "For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches." Woo! Glory to God. Should I say it again? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. Hallelujah. Since Abraham and the other patriarchs were holy, their children will be holy. Glory to God. Anybody listen to me? Yeah, you should be doing the happy dance? Yeah. Yeah, do the happy dance. "For if the roots of the tree are holy, the branches will be too." Are there any branches? Any branches here today? Are any branches alive and well? Glory to God. Verse 17 says, "And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partaking of the root and fastenance of the olive tree." Oh, glory to God. Now, we know about the olive tree. Yeah. Yeah, we know this is a tree that is so beautiful. It's so broad. The top of it is just full and full of life, of olives all over it. Green leaves, huh? Mm-hmm. But some of these branches from Abraham's tree, some of the Jews have been broken off. Listen to me. They've been broken off. Why? Why? Gentiles who were branches, huh, from a wild olive tree were grafted in. What am I saying? When I say graft, think about a skin graft. A skin graft is a patch of skin that is removed by surgery from one area of the body and transplanted or just attached in another area. Skin graft. Yeah, we've heard that. That's medical terms. Yeah, some people have had that procedure. So here we are. Here we are spiritually, and we're talking about being grafted. Us, Gentiles, me, you, we're being grafted, huh? We're being grafted in. So now you also receive the blessings that God has promised Abraham and his children, sharing in God's enrichment of his special olive tree. Glory to God. Yeah. Glory to God. Look at that. So we were grafted in. Yeah. So when a branch fell off, a branch that was of unbelief, a branch that rejected our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we who would receive the word, we who would receive Jesus, glory to God, were grafted. We were grafted. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You want to know how you got here? This is how you got here. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he placed us here. He placed us. We are the branch. Glory to God. We are the living branch. You hear what I'm saying? Look at this. Verse 18 says, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Listen to that. Most of the time we like to boast. We like to brag. Oh, yeah. We like to brag. Yeah. But bragging should never even come across our thoughts, our thought pattern. We should never brag. We should never boast. Huh? Bragging is high thinking of oneself. Becoming arrogant. Yeah. Because I'm here. Because I have arrived. Because I have a relationship with God. No. Remember, you were grafted in. So be careful not to brag. Not to brag about being grafted. To be replaced by the branches that were broken off. We should always remember the branches. We should always pray for the branches that were broken off. Yes. Pray for the branches. Remember, you are just a branch. You're just a branch. Because you're not the entire root. Glory to God. Look at that. Look at that. We're not the root. We're just a branch. And we are a branch because somebody thought about us. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He had us on his mind. Yeah. The day that Paul was riding on that beast. Glory to God. And he was knocked off of the beast. The time that Paul sat down in class and he studied the word and he became a scholar in the word only for us, for you and for me. Glory to God. Jesus had a plan. God had a plan and he was working it out, the plan. And we were included in the plan. Yeah, yeah. The scripture said that he wished that no man should perish, but he said he wished that all of us, every one of us, would come into a place called repentance. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Remember, we're not the root. We're just the branch. Yeah. And we shouldn't take any need to be prideful because we are the branch. Yeah. But we should always humble ourselves as being branches. Verse 19 says, thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. See, we got to remember that. We got to remember how we got where we are. It was by nothing that we did. Nothing that we could ever do that would allow us to be grafted. Glory to God. To be grafted in. Yeah. Into the olive tree. Those branches, they were broken off to make room for us, for you, and for me. Yes. But we should always remember. Always remember the branches. Glory to God. Think lowly of oneself. Always be grateful and remain humble. I cannot say it enough. To remain humble, never forget that the branch that allowed you to be here, there was a branch that decided it didn't want to be, it didn't want any part of Jesus. And it was broken. Yeah, yeah. Verse 20 says, because of unbelief, listen at that, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but be fearful, be reverent in fear. Yes, never forget those branches that were broken off to make room for you, to make room for me. Never forget them. We should always be prayerful, praying for the Jews, that they too will come to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that they too will come to know and have salvation. Yeah. Verse 21 says, for if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Listen to that. If God spared not, he didn't spare, if he did not spare the branches, take heed lest he also spared not thee. Yeah. If God did not spare the branches he put there in the first place, he won't spare you either. If you at any time decide you want to be an unbeliever, and turn and go in the other direction, you can be broken off. Yeah, yeah. Think about it. Think about it. Verse 22 says, behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God on them which fell. Severity, but towards thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also will be cut off. I just said that. Yeah. If at any time you decide that you're not interested, that you no longer want to have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, at any time that you begin to feel that the grass is greener on the other side, they must have something else, and you want to leave, you want to depart, you too will be cut off. So bragging about your house, bragging about your children, bragging about your spouse, bragging about your job, bragging about things that you have, that's a no-no. Shouldn't be. Shouldn't be. Yeah, should not be. We should not brag. We should not boast. Take nothing for granted. No bragging, but to be humble. Humble ourselves in the presence of an almighty God and be thankful. Yeah. Because it was through him that we are able to have these houses and the cars and the family and the job. It's through him. It's not by anything that we have done. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. This is just one verse, and it says, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. If you want to brag, you want to talk about something, brag that you know Jesus. Brag that you have a personal relationship with him. Brag about that. Yeah. But don't brag too long, because when you brag, you need to be trying to get someone else to come to know the same Jesus. If you have been living in a life of bragging and boasting, yeah, you can make a change today. You can make a change right now. You don't have to continue into bragging and boasting. Yeah, yeah. You can come and you can lay it all at the altar. Lay it down at the altar. Ask God to forgive you. Forgive me, oh God, because I've sinned against you. Yeah. I sin against you. Don't take this opportunity and forget where you came from. You're just a branch. Now, branches are special. Yeah, branches are special when they're used by God. Mm-hmm. Branches are special when they stand strong and remain strong. Huh? And remain healthy. Branches can be used by God. Don't you want to be used? Don't you want to be used by God? Yeah. If he took the time to graft you in, he took the time to graft us in. The least we could do is think about someone else. Yeah. Yeah. The least we could do is talk about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Talk about Jesus. Yeah. How he went on the cross. And there was a purpose and there was a reason why he went. Yes. Yeah. Tell men, girls and boys, how the reality of serving a true and a living God is real. It's real. Yeah. Brag about that. Brag about it. Brag it. Brag so well they would want to know, who is this Jesus? Who is this Jesus? Yes. They may call you on the side, by yourself, privately, call you up, text you, whatever method of communication is necessary. You be ready to tell them about Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, God, because we know that your word is true. And Master, we know that your word will help us to live victorious lives, God. And that's why we're striving. We're striving every day to be more and more like you. And we thank you, God. We thank you for your word. Yes. And we ask that the blessings, the mighty blessings, continue to flow over your listeners. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. We thank God for you. And, of course, we look forward to having you with us on Sunday evenings with God Favorite Ministries. Yes, and back here with us on next Fridays. Yeah, we just thank God because his word is true. And all we have to do is pick up the word, pick it up, read it, eat it, taste it. And see that the Lord is good. Huh? He's good. And then after we taste it, put it on. Put it on and wear the word. Wear the word. Wear it daily. Yeah. It is a blessing to know Jesus. To know him. all by yourself, huh? Yeah. But share him. Share him with somebody. Share Jesus. Amen.